When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Said toxic traits, said toxic people, y'all. You know where we at. Today's episode is going to be about how do narcissists feel when you ignore them? How do they feel internally? How might they act once you start to ignore them and cut off access and stop giving them energy? So a lot of people I've heard in my comment section, will describe narcissists as energy vampires, right? They would literally describe the narcissist, the person that they're dealing with, as an energy vampire. And I tell people, if they are energy vampires, you got to cover up your neck. You got to stop exposing this part of your body to them. If they're energy vampires and they bite your neck and they sap you of your energy, like a vampire will sap you of your blood, you got to protect your neck. I don't know if it requires wearing a turtleneck all year round, walking around like this, whatever it takes to protect that neck. Do it. You see what I'm saying? Because if they are going, you have to protect what's valuable to you. And when you're dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person, the thing that is most valuable to that narcissistic person is going to be access to you, getting reactions from you, controlling you. So when you cut off access, when you ignore them, a lot of times when you go no contact with them, it's going to irritate the hell out of them. It's going to make them scared and or angry, because that paranoia that comes from deep internally within that narcissistic person is going to probably make them start to act irrationally. They might like if you start to ignore their phone calls, like this is when you go no contact or no response. And if you don't know the difference between no contact and no response is still when you haven't blocked them, they can still message you, they can still call you, but you are just ignoring them. You still see the messages coming through and things of that nature, but you're just ignoring them. No contact is when the access is completely cut off. But I feel like ignoring them is kind of the big umbrella of what both are under. So this is the umbrella of ignoring them. No contact and no response are both underneath the umbrella of ignoring the narcissistic person that you might be dealing with. So once you start to ignore them, like that fear and paranoia of them losing control of you and someone else gaining control of you, or you moving on to someone else, might make them start to act irrationally. Keeping it real. Okay. I'm keeping it real with you, being absolutely 100 with you. They might make that narcissistic person, toxic person, whatever, start to behave and act irrationally towards you, which is not necessarily going to be the safest thing. They'll start to, like, even if they're blocked, they'll keep calling you, they'll keep texting you, they'll start emailing you, they'll start trying to circumvent the ignoring. They might pop up at your house, they might pop up at your job harassing you and things like that. They might pop up at the gym and like be walking under the job. They might pop up at your local gym. They ain't worked out in 17 years, but somehow they pop up at your local gym and you walk into the gym and see them on the treadmill. They're walking on the treadmill and staring a hole in you. They're not burning calories. They're burning a hole in you. They want you to acknowledge them. They're just walking towards you like this. You know what I mean? they're stationary because it's a treadmill, but they're walking towards you. It's like menacing. It's kind of like Michael Myers. They're training to be like Michael Myers or somebody. Like they're training to walk after you. That's stalker wild behavior, y'all. If they pop up at your gym to get your attention or to try to get you to talk to them, hey, I tried your house, I tried your work, you weren't there, whatever. A lot of them will absolutely start to harass you and stalk you and start to behave very, very dangerously towards you. And that's why I tell people, when you're dealing with a narcissist or toxic person, you have to protect yourself at all costs, y'all. You just do. You absolutely 100% just have to protect yourself at all costs, because if you don't, they're going to take advantage of you. They're going to start to try to manipulate you, or they're going to try to just exhaust you. Like, that's why it's like, ignoring them, yeah, that helps. That can help you get past them. But when you're going no response and you're still reading the messages, they're going to keep sending stuff until you react, y'all. They want to get a reaction from you. And I tell this to people all the time, any reaction from you is a win for them. You know what I mean? Any reaction from you is a win for them. And that's what I tell people all the time. If you are reacting to them, they feel like they are winning. If you react, like if they tell you that they love you, if they pop up on you, if they show up on you or whatever, they feel like they are winning this battle against you. So you have to empower yourself. You have to protect yourself. You have to protect your peace at all costs. So when you start to ignore them, go no contact, no response, typically they're going to try to exhaust you or just make you feel like they're going to try to exhaust you or make you feel like you are covered in this big ass blanket of toxicity. They're going to try to wrap you in that blanket. They're going to try to get back, like I said, in the energy vampires, they're going to try to get back to that neck. You got to protect your neck. You know what I mean? You have to cut off access. You have to guard your weak points. And when I say guard your weak points and cut off your neck, it's really just an analogy for protecting your peace, because they're going to start to say and do things that they know might set you off. Because if you've been with this narcissistic person for any sustainable amount of time, they're going to know your triggers. They're going to know the stuff that sets you off. They're going to know the things that, you know, make you tick. They're going to know the things that make you cry. They're going to wait till your birthday to reach out. They're going to wait till you do something, you have some kind of major achievement before they reach out. They're going to do something to try to separate themselves from the pack again and to come back into your life. Especially y'all, if you have kids by them. Y'all, I'm just telling you right now, if you do not have kids by the narcissistic person that you're dealing with, do not have kids by them. If you have kids, I know we're here. But if you don't, and you're considering it, or they're trying to talk you into having a baby, and you feel like the relationship is toxic, a baby will not fix your relationship, y'all. If anything, the baby will make your relationship worse, because they require more attention being taken away from that narcissistic person. They require more attention, more affection. The babies require more attention and affection. They're going to make the narcissist probably act out more aggressively towards you, and maybe perhaps to that child. You see what I'm saying? They become jealous of their kids because the kids are getting the supply that they want so much. The kids are getting the validation and the attention that they want so much. So having a child will not fix your relationship. And it'll actually allow this narcissistic person to feel like they have access to you for the rest of your life. So think about that before you sit here and have a baby from this point going forward with a toxic ass person. You know what I mean? You have to think this stuff through. I know people don't want to hear this type of stuff sometimes when I'm talking about it. But you absolutely have to think this type of stuff through, because if you don't, you're going to get your face played and you're going to feel silly later on in this dynamic. So if you decide to ignore them and try to make it, let's say, to me, I know a lot of people, it's very, very difficult to go no contact because there are kids and other stuff involved. There's things involved that maybe can't go through a third party. I understand that. So you got to kind of sequester them or funnel them to a parenting app or just one form of communication. You know, and don't let it be phone calls. Let it be text messages or emails or something like that, or that parenting app that monitors all forms of communication, because they want to communicate with you in person. They're trying to get you in person. Like narcissistic people, when you start to ignore them, they're going to start begging you for closure. You didn't give me closure. You don't talk to me. You never loved me. You never cared about me. They're going to try to make you feel guilty for choosing yourself. And you should absolutely not feel guilty about choosing yourself. That is false guilt that you feel. If they start pandering to you, just saying, please take me back. You never loved me. You never cared about me. You didn't give me enough chances. You didn't give me time to grow up. I know we've been together for 15 years, but that's not enough. I needed at least 3 more years to grow up. I know I'm 40, but I need some more time to grow up. No. How much time are you willing to give this person, y'all? Sometimes it's like I said, I know the difference between no contact is better than no response. Both of them are ignoring the narcissistic person. But like I said, if you start off with no response, I feel like you need to graduate to no contact sooner rather than later. Because like I said, they're going to start saying and trying to do things that set you off. They're going to start trying to say and do things to get you to react to them, to get you to respond to them. They might actually start to threaten their own life or something like that. They might start to threaten, if I can't have you, I don't want to be here anymore. emotional manipulation, make trying to make you feel guilty, y'all. And that, does it work? Yeah, it works all the time, because people don't want to have the thought of somebody taking their own life on their conscience. But I always tell people, if they threaten to take their own life, and just this just so happened they're serious about it, do you actually think that they will leave you here to live your life in peace? No. They're going to annihilate you and then take themselves out of here. They're going to annihilate you, take themselves out of here, and then your family will be left with all these, the family will be left with a funeral cost or whatever, because you fell for that emotional manipulation. That's what I'm telling y'all. You have to protect your peace. You have to protect your kids' future, your family's future, your peace and whatnot. So ignoring them and going no contact, sometimes it's best. Like, sometimes you might actually have to get a restraining order, y'all. You know, sometimes you might actually have to get a restraining order. Sometimes you might actually have to go out here and do things like that to protect yourself. Because if you do not, I'm telling you, they're going to try to get a response from you. They're going to keep trying to exhaust you, pop up at your job. I've heard of people getting fired because the narcissist, they start ignoring or going no contact with the narcissist. The narcissistic person, and the narcissist starts harassing and calling them at work consistently, so much so that the job fires them because the narcissist is harassing them. They can't get any work done because the toxic person is harassing them, calling them, showing up at work, disturbing customers if you have them. They're just doing a lot of stuff to just try to disrupt your peace. And like I said, they won't give up until they get that one last conversation, until they get to cry in front of you, until they get to see you face to face. They almost always will try to get you face to face, y'all. I deserve one last face to face conversation with you. If I ever meant anything to you over the last 6 years, you'll give me one last face to face conversation. No, you don't, y'all. You don't have to give them anything. Because when they say you have to give me something, they are still taking ownership over you. They're taking dominion over you, to make it seem like you are ordered to do whatever I want you to do. You see what I'm saying? Even the language says that if you ever cared about me, you have to meet me. That's them still directing you, still telling you what to do. You see what I'm saying? What are you willing to do? Are you going to sit through this? You're going to give in, go have one last conversation with them, and end up back in a toxic ass situation that you don't want to be in anymore? So how do they react when you ignore them? They fight for what they care about. I'm never going to stop fighting for what I love while they're in a whole new relationship. I'll never give up on you while they're clapping somebody else's cheeks or getting their cheeks clapped by somebody else. I always want to come. We always find ourselves back together. Maybe later on down the road, we can meet and we can talk and we can come back together. Rabble, rabble, rabble. They'll do that type of stuff all the time, y'all. So you have to truly empower yourself. You have to, you know, be as strong as you possibly can. Take your power back, y'all. No, ignoring them might set them off. So you have to protect yourself. And do not be, if you have to, y'all, do not be afraid to get a restraining order or a protective order, because, and don't feel bad about it, because I don't want to ruin their life by getting a restraining order. You are not ruining their life. You are choosing yours over theirs, which is fine. You're not ruining their life. They should leave you to hell alone. You set your boundary. Leave me alone. No, I'm going to keep popping up on you. Restraining order, please. It's not on you, y'all, to keep them on this planet. It's not on you to keep them on this earth. I'm just telling you, it's on you to protect yourself, to protect your peace. And then, like I said, ignore them for as long as you possibly can, but go in no contact, call on the police, get in the support system. All this stuff helps you, y'all. I promise you. But you have to empower yourself to be able to do that, y'all. Whew, I know I rambled on this video, y'all, but I had to get that out here. So if you decide to go no contact to heal, do that. Don't feel bad about it. Anyways, the self-love journal is available on Amazon. My self-love journal. I made this, y'all. I Love Me, a self-love journal by Lee Hammack. The link is in the description or the bio of everything I post. Or you can go on Amazon and search Lee Hammack self-love. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. I'm super grateful, super thankful for y'all. If y'all have already purchased the journal, hit a 5-star review from Amazon. Please, 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 I'm begging you. Please, if you really ever love me, you'll leave a 5-star review on my Amazon. On my Apple Music. Anyways, y'all all best with y'all. I'm super grateful for every single one of y'all. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.